The tech of adapting to climate change relies on some new financial tools. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week on Marketplace Tech, we're reporting on how the world is figuring out not only how to slow climate change, but how to adapt to it with new technology and new businesses. The startup Block Power created software to identify older buildings with inefficient heating and cooling, prime candidates to retrofit for more efficient, decentralized, or renewable fuel and energy systems. That might mean turning a building entirely electric or building a microgrid to make its power system self-sufficient. Block Power works on commercial apartment buildings as well as single-family homes and public housing too. It identifies the needs, then works to train local construction crews to install the modern systems. The company operates in New York, Oakland, California, and Milwaukee, with plans to expand to Baltimore, DC, LA, Chicago, and eventually everywhere else. It's worked on 850 buildings in Brooklyn alone. And on a rainy day this fall in the Crown Heights neighborhood, a crew was installing an electric heat pump at the parsonage for Cornerstone Baptist Church. The building is nearly a century old.
Old school conduit, black pipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they used to use back in the day, black pipe.
The house is brick, four stories tall, and has a big turret in one corner.
This is the Cornerstone Parish House, and so every pastor of Cornerstone lives here. I'm the third pastor to live here.
That's Pastor Lawrence Aker. He's lived in the parsonage with his family for 20 years. And while the home is big and beautiful, it still relies on oil heat.
It takes a lot because, and still, just to get everything heated, and then once you get everything heated, you have to turn on some air just to balance out the heat.
That's right. They have to turn on the air conditioning in the dead of winter because the oil heat makes the home too warm. And Aker told producer Stephanie Hughes that all that inefficient heating and cooling adds up.
Tell me about your monthly bills.
Enormous. I think just the oil bill, I think, is about $30,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
So that's just oil?
So that's oil. So that's why you can see why we're excited about this opportunity.
Block Power, the company in charge of the retrofitting, is run by founder Donnell Baird. He says retrofitting buildings like this one is a way to build more resilient cities.
So at the individual building level, the building is more comfortable. It saves money. It uses less fossil fuels. But at the neighborhood or borough level, the entire grid is like smarter and greener and more resilient. Instead of investing $1 billion in fossil fuel infrastructure, which is expensive and not resilient, we're investing in distributed solar battery electrification projects to make the Brooklyn grid more resistant.
Baird himself grew up in Brooklyn in a family without much money. He said they would turn on the oven to heat their apartment, and so he understands the need and the money it'll take to make these changes. And in many ways, the key to that whole thing is finance.
So we've built a recommendation engine that allows a user to type in a building's address and pull up a set of preliminary recommendations on what kind of sustainability equipment should go into their building. And so we use a mix of big data, machine learning, some fancy statistics, mechanical engineering. We've built out an algorithm that allows us to make those recommendations. And so that's the software component. It helps us and utility companies and governments and building owners to determine what kind of equipment makes sense in each and every building. And then it allows us to develop a financial model of what returns to an investor or a bank might look like if they decided to finance a particular clean energy project in a particular building.
Okay, so you have the data.
Mm-hmm.
Building owners can go and look up their address and say, oh, it would cost me this much. But then you also close the loop, right? You do the retrofitting yourself?
We finance and install and project manage the project. And so for a 10-unit apartment building in the Bronx, it may cost $500,000 to replace all of their fossil fuel heating and cooling and hot water with 100% renewable energy powered energy systems. They don't have that $500,000 laying around, so we finance it. We identify and train a local mom and pop construction company. We get them trained by the by the manufacturer of the equipment, and we project manage the installation of the equipment that we finance.
And then where does the financing come from on the back end?
We have to negotiate with banks. And so we have a partnership with an investment bank. The New York state government has a green bank, and they've loaned us $5 million to invest in clean energy projects. And we have a new partnership with Goldman Sachs, where we're borrowing $50 million to finance projects across New York City.
And then I wonder, I'm very curious about the kind of the financial instruments that are making, you know, investments in renewable energy, for example, possible. Like, is this an opportunity for investment banks to then say, we have these green investments, even if the returns are not huge over time or take a long time?
We absolutely. So we think that there is an opportunity to develop a new asset class, right? A new mm-hmm. financial asset, a structured financial product that allows investment banks and pension funds to invest in distributed clean energy technology across America, across the world, and create a new asset class that provides them, you know, 5 to 15% rates of returns, depending on what kind of investments they make. And it doesn't correlate with the stock market. So it's an interesting new kind of investment. The fact that machine learning, cloud computing, mobile computing, the cost of those technologies has declined dramatically. The cost of solar, the cost of smart green heating systems in urban buildings has declined. That allows us to create this new asset class where banks and pension funds can finance these assets.
Got it. But it seems to me that on its face, like a 12 to 15 year return timeline is long. These are very capital intensive build outs. The returns might not be huge. So I wonder, like, it sounds to me like you have a sort of a data and this asset class play that long term could really be impactful.
Yeah, you can think about it as a green infrastructure bond for urban clean energy, right? So the returns will be bond-like. They're not going to be like the stock market, but they'll be stable. You as an investor are financing a particular asset out there in the real world that's going to have some financial returns. And so it's a different kind of instrument, but it could be really huge. And if you're talking about introducing environmentally sustainable technologies to the real estate sector across the world, I mean, that's just a massive investment opportunity. And so we think it's going to be a great new asset class.
Danielle Baird is the founder and CEO of the startup Block Power. You can hear more about Block Power in the Marketplace Tech special, How We Survive Adapting to Climate Change. You can listen on select local public media stations. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.